Today I want to talk about marketing Pareto style at 20% brilliance and 80% trial. Wouldn't it be great if all your marketing efforts worked just exactly as planned? Just imagine how great it would be if every piece of marketing material that you put on the internet or elsewhere was a smash hit. That would be amazing. You could cut your expenses, earn squillions of dollars, enjoy more leisure, and retire early. Now rub your eyes, grab another cup of coffee, stop daydreaming, and get to work. This is the real world, and we welcome you to come back and join us. Nobody is brilliant 100% of the time. Some people come closer than others, but none of us walk on moonbeams while tending to our herd of unicorns. It's just not going to happen, but that should not discourage you from trying. What is more important than creating 100% brilliance is to keep trying and testing new things. Even the least glamorous of your marketing efforts can have some level of success. This is more important to remember on the internet than any other place. If you are holding back your efforts because it doesn't peg your spectacularometer, you will miss out on a lot of what makes your brand what it is. Like any brand, your brand is made up of people. People and their opinions. These people are not all the same, and even some of your bottom percentile marketing efforts will appeal to some of them. Marketing with Juran's Pareto Principle. A historic man named Joseph Juran observed that approximately 80% of effects came from 20% of causes. Many people know this as the 80-20 rule, and if you consider it carefully, you will likely find it to be both fascinating and virtually unbreakable. If you are unfamiliar, I strongly urge you to read the astonishing findings of Juran and the economist he named his studies for, Vilfredo Pareto. You may read more about the Pareto principle and related Pareto distribution at Wikipedia. Note that the Pareto principle is not guesswork. It is a diligently researched, mathematically defined, widely documented, and well-accepted socioeconomic principle. Some ways the Pareto principle of 80-20 may be observed in your internet marketing are as follows. 20% of your website pages receive 80% of web traffic. 20% of your marketing receives 80% of social media sharing. 20% of your blog articles receive 80% of the comments. 20% of your marketing efforts can be tracked to 80% of your sales. There are many other examples in which you will likely discover this principle to hold true, but I just want you to consider it and how it may apply to your marketing efforts. Applying the Pareto principle to your marketing may surprise you. It is also important to remember that if you reduce the 80%, you also proportionately reduce the successful 20%. Do not neglect or devalue your 80% because it has purpose too. Consider this. Have you ever received a compliment for something that you did not think was your best effort? I have, and sometimes for things that were not very popular or amazing to the masses, but were just right for somebody. I offer you this example that started with a home video of a little girl named Madeline from a few years back. It's my daughter. I saw a message in it, so I put it on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. I thought it was cute. It did not have amazing results, but a couple other people thought it was cute too. Those couple people were worth it, and the video brought me just a bit closer to my next 20% great effort. Plus, is another tiny piece of branding that makes up the whole mix. Is it brilliant? Perhaps not. Brilliant, but is it valuable? Yes, without a doubt. I invite you to check out that video on my blog at awebguy.com. Do not neglect your 80% marketing. It is certain that you cannot achieve 100% brilliance, but even that 80% that is just pretty good may be what somebody else was looking for, and if you keep it to yourself, you will miss many opportunities for exposing your work to that smaller percentile of people who will think it is brilliant. Nothing is an out-of-the-box success. Any product or service offering will require a lot of effort to become successful. If you look at the 80% of less than brilliant efforts as simply wasted, it will not mean that the 20% left is all perfect. It will just mean that you still have only 20% of that 20% that is the most effective. But there will still be that 80% that is less effective no matter what you do. When you consider your marketing, remember that it cannot all be your best. There will be a portion of your marketing which is more successful than the rest. If you try to reduce it down to just the things that are perfect, you will be reducing your reach with a message that will work great for some people. So where does this article rank in my marketing efforts? I don't suspect it to be a top 20 percentile piece of work. That does not matter to me as much as the fact that I'm still trying and getting even closer to my next 20 percenter all the time. Hope this gives you some good food for thought. If so, please leave your comments at awebguy.com on my blog, and I will look forward to helping to find that next 20 percentile piece that you think just, man, Mark really knocked it out of the ballpark. And I want you to keep trying. Keep trying, you know, with 100%, and just remember that it's not all going to be great. Some of it will be. Practice makes perfect, so keep practicing.